this is how George Philip Telemann wrote his musical comment to the very famous book by the Irishman Jonathan Swift, Gulliver's Travels, where we follow Gulliver visiting all these strange countries. Now, this was published in the Getreue Musikmeister, which was a magazine that you could subscribe to. And it was, all the movements were sort of spread out among. So we have put together a suite of these movements, which does not correspond to the one that you have in your program. So I will guide you through the countries. First stop is La Putia. I think it's where the astronomers live. They live on a floating island, and they can only think about numbers, stars and planets, and then they keep falling asleep all the time. So they have some flappers, which are servants with long sticks like this, with a ball on at the end, and they hit them like when they should wake up, and hit them on the mouth when they should speak, and on the ear when they should listen. So this is the first we find these Laputias sleeping with their flapping alarm clocks. The next country is, there lives some strange creatures, and they're called Huynums. Because they are horses. Huynums. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Huynums. Huynums. Thank you. So these Huynums are sensible, gracious, noble creatures, has all the qualities that the enlightened person should have. Of course, they are horses, and I'm going to be the horse. I'm going to play a lure, which is the most gracious of all the dances in the Baroque. On this island, there are also some Yahoos. They are small, hairy, glasses, and they smell extremely bad. So we have a Yahoo on my side here who's going to try to interfere with my beautiful room. Giants, the Brobdingnagians. You know, all know these huge people, they're 48 meters tall. Now, Telemann has written this as a jig in 24 whole notes. As you know, here in Ireland, a jig is one of the fastest dances there is. Now, a jig performed by 48-meter tall human beings. As a chaconne. So Lilliput, where he was, we all see the images of Gulliver waking up at the beach, and he's been tied down by the hair and the fingers and everything, and he has all these small leprechauns on him. Well, they're not leprechauns, probably. I think they could be leprechauns. And this In Lilliput, of course, they have a war going on with a neighboring country. It's a very severe war. There's 100,000 casualties. And it's all to do about which end of the egg you should open in the morning. If it should be the thick or the thin side. Right. Now, Telemann has written this as a chaconne, and as probably you have heard the Bach chaconne many times in this festival, it's a place, it's a sort of piece where people can show their skills and can do improvisations and variations, and it goes on for on and on and on and on and on. And it's also used as the last variational dance in a suite, something like this. So with the Lilliput Chaconne, we thank you for your attention.